All right. Y'all come on. Let's see. Let me make sure I know which call this is for today. Regain. All right. Regain call. Let's do it. Back again. I know. I have talked a lot this week. Tell you what. I've also grabbed me a protein shake to drink while we do this. Today is that day where it's really hard for me to get my meals in. So, I'm glad Jane won't be listening to this. Jane never listens to my weight loss calls. She always listens to my business calls, and then she chastises me when I miss meals because she'll hear me on a call saying, like, oh, I didn't have time to eat. I had back like my, just so y'all know, I don't miss a lot of meals. Karina don't like missing the meals, but on Tuesdays, I eat breakfast. And I start meetings, and then I have like coaching calls after that, and I go for a long time. So it can be 4 o'clock in the afternoon before I eat again. And then Sundays are very similar. I get up, I do things, I eat breakfast, I go to church, I start calls, and then I always go long because you know me, I'm long-winded as fuck. And then eventually I get to the evening side of things. So I always have to navigate it. I always have to have like a plan. I try to keep protein shakes around, that kind of stuff. I will say this is not my favorite way to eat. I drink pro like I just started a new lifting program 2 weeks ago. If you are in the exercise group, I have been posting some of the workouts in there so that y'all can see them. And I do drink a protein shake after lifting because I hired, and anybody who wants coaching, if you have a regain, make sure you raise your hand. So far, I'm only talking because nobody's raised their hand. So on this plan, she's got me lifting. There's four different workouts, and then every week you repeat one workout. So this week I repeated the back day. This is my third week, actually, now that I think about it. So there's a leg day, and then there is a shoulders and triceps day. There is a back and biceps day. And then there's what's called an accessory day, which is more leg work. I'm like, accessory my ass. This is weighted Bulgarian squats. This is, what is it? It's like a step up, weighted step ups, and like one other like fucking leg exercise that's not easy. I want to say it's another, I don't know, I'd have to look it up, but it's like another, jump squat, 20, four sets of 20 jump squats. Like I am dying at the end of it. And it's like 30 second breaks for that. Then a god awful amount of core work. I mean, four or I think, no, five different core exercises that are four sets long. And I swear to God, this woman hates me because it's like a bajillion reps. The first week I did it for 2 days, I could not laugh. I could not cough. I could not sneeze. Like, and I don't even, I'm not exaggerating, like mad if I had to do any of it. Cause I was like, oh my God, my abs have never hurt so bad. So anyway, I decided that after I spent a whole year working on my back with my chin ups, that I went back to a trainer that I used to work with ages ago. I mean, I'm talking like 2010, ages ago. I think the last time I worked with her might've been around 2015. But she was the one that I worked with, her and her husband, when I used to do bodybuilding competitions. And so I wanted to get really strong. And I was like, this year, I want to try to build a lot of muscle. And so I reached out to her and she sent me these workouts. And she sent, she's, I, I'm following her meal plan as close as I can. But it's been rough for 3 weeks. Like, the food's boring. Some meals are okay, but it's not sexy or exotic. But it's a lot. And one of the things that I've been telling her is that I'm going to get better after this week. I've just been busy this week. I will get better at eating all the food because I'm kind of hoping to gain about 10 pounds and to get big fucking shoulders and an ass out of it. Like that's my dream. I would like to have big shoulders. I'd like to have some kind of an ass because I ain't got much of an ass. I never have had much of an ass. I always had wide hips, but I'm so jealous of anybody that's got a bump. Like, I'm just like, ugh, I just don't have that. And And I just want to have a wicked strong core because I think a lot of, I think a good strong core just really helps you like with aging and we have a lot of back problems that run in my family and that kind of stuff. And I don't want any of that. So anyway, just a little behind the scenes while we get settled in here. And if y'all have questions, just let me know. But by the end of the year, I better have a fucking big ass bunch of shoulders. When is the call for the 90-day kickstart? When is the website open? Y'all should be getting an email right now. Hang on one second. Let me look at my calendar. I don't think y'all's call is today. I don't know why everybody keeps thinking that y'all's call is today. I was thinking the kickstart call wasn't until y'all's welcome kickoff with MJ is on Thursday at 10 a.m. Central. That is when your call is. Now, this is not a welcome call. This is just normal coaching that we do on Sundays. This call is for anyone who's had a regain. So, as we all do when we lose weight, we have periods where our weight goes up and down. We have all these emotional things that happen that we didn't notice it when it was happening. And so that's why we do this call. Also, Anonymous, is Vern here? Vern, if you're here, this may be the person that you were talking about in Slack. She may just be on this call. Vern's not here. Okay. Anonymous, what you can do is why don't you write in to support@pnptribe.com and just ask them, when do I get access to things? Okay. All right. Let me call up. Well, let me go all the way back to the top. Coach Lisa's here. Is it Maya? I can't tell if there's an L in that or not. I'm sorry, Maya. It's either Maya or Mila. I just can't see all the way. Somebody said that they start with good intentions and then blow it by mid-afternoon. What do I do? You need to know why you're blowing it mid-afternoon. Like all of you always want to ask me that. And here's the question you always want to answer is if I had to guess, why am I eating mid-afternoon knowing that I want to lose weight? What am I thinking the food's going to do for me? How am I talking to myself while I'm doing that? If you haven't, Anonymous, this is another. A lot of y'all are anonymous. I wish I would put y'all name in so I can at least say, know who I'm talking to. All right, I'm gonna call on. Well, Mila, are you coming? I don't know why.
Oh,
There
yes.
you
Can
go.
you hear me now?
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
That's because I'm driving. I can pull over in about, I don't know, 2 minutes and
That's
stop.
okay. Just go ahead and we'll go ahead and coach. What you want?
Okay. Thank you for calling. I mean, it's Maya. Most people get it wrong the first time, so thanks.
Okay. I couldn't tell. I couldn't see if there was an L, and I can barely see all the way over there. So, all right.
So what would be the most helpful for me to start? You want like backstory, like regain? I'm trying to figure out where I should start.
I just need to know where you at today. A lot of times, y'all want to give me a long
Okay.
backstory, and really, the most important thing is if you've got a regain, and I need to know. Here's what I'm doing about it today. Because it might be nothing. So we can always start with that. But a lot of times y'all want to go, but like if you're already on track and you're working on it, we don't need to coach on it at all. You've solved the big problem. It's restarting.
Okay, well, today that's really helpful. So today I'm a mix of feeling pissed off and motivated. I'm toggling between the two. So I have been a follower, fan, member for several years, and I am, constantly working on the four basics. So the entire year I've been doing really great with my sleep, my water. I've eaten on plan, the four basics. Like, so as of right now, like, I'm feeling very, very motivated. I went back to see my trainer yesterday. I also lift, I power lift. So that's been good. Oh yeah, I love lifting. That's my first love.
Me
I'm pretty,
too.
well, I follow you. I restarted Pilates. So like I there are a lot of things that are going right. Okay. The reason I'm pissed is because I also feel not right in this moment, but just writ large, very defeated. So because of a feeling of defeated, I talked to my therapist last week, and then I met with a weight loss doctor, and this lady talked to me for like 2 minutes and was like, "You just need surgery." And I was like, "I do not want to be cut open. I have no
Okay.
desire to have weight loss surgery." And it just, I kept thinking, if you to a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right? And so I'm like, but this woman is not listening to me. But she presented, and I mean, I'm a doctor. Well, in education, doesn't matter. So I believe like in data and statistics. I really, really do. Like, I'm not like anti-science. And she presented such a hard case, and she was like, "Nope, the only thing for you is surgery." And I'm like, "God damn, lady, you haven't even listened to me." So I left feeling even more defeated about my regain, and I was already feeling like I'm never going to be able to get a handle on my weight again. And meeting with the person who I thought would be helpful was the opposite of helpful.
Yeah,
So
and that's
that's kind of
okay.
where I am.
So here's what the way I would think about that piece is there are lots of people in the world who give bad advice. I happen to run into one of them.
Okay.
I
Okay.
mean, this is how I would look at it. I love me some doctors. We got a lot of doctors in this group. But anybody, when you walk in and in 2 minutes is diagnosed that you should have weight loss surgery, we could at least say this. That would be like you showing up at a car dealership and you saying, "I want a car," and you've got five kids and they've got a special run-in on Ferraris, and them saying, like, "You just need a Ferrari." It's like, "I don't know. Where are all these kids going to sit? Doesn't matter. You need a Ferrari." So, just because someone's a doctor doesn't mean that they listen or accurately diagnose or anything like that. And the nice thing is, you know what you want and you know what you don't want. So you don't need
Yes.
to let her defeat you.
Okay. That's helpful.
Yeah. So we just ignore her opinion. What we want to do though is Maya's opinion is right now, your opinion is I'll never get a handle on this.
Yes.
And that is the opinion we can work on. Because
Okay.
no matter what she said, that was lurking under the surface.
That is true. And that's been true for like 4 years. I feel
Okay.
like
And
I've
that's
had
just
4 years of like, I feel like somebody asked me if I felt like I was on a slippery slope. And I said, no, I would prefer a slippery slope at this point. I feel like I'm trying to ski uphill on a mountain full of ice and someone has coated my hands in olive oil. Like that is what it, I feel like I'm constantly fighting. And I remember when the first time I lost weight with you, I lost 70 pounds and I was like, it was great. And I remember feeling so easy. It didn't feel like this arduous battle. And since my regain, it has felt like a battle. I mean, I would
It's
prefer a
feeling like a battle
battle.
because it feels like a battle because the first time you probably believed, I'm getting a handle on this. This time, because you've had a regain, you think, I'll never get a handle on this. Just notice your perception of what you're
That's
doing
true.
is the only thing that's changed. That's literally the only thing. Because within you is someone who absolutely can lose 70 pounds. Because this is what I always love about y'all. Y'all like to cherry pick your facts. So if you've failed a bunch of diets in the past, you will swear on a stack of Bibles. That's why you can't lose weight. But if you've lost 70 pounds in the past, you will swear on a stack of Bibles that has nothing to do with your ability to lose weight in the future. It's like, so does your past help you or not? Is the question. Because we don't get to be selective about what our past says about our future.
Okay.
So, what we want to do is we want to focus on it is just true that you know how to lose weight. Like, you know how to do it. This is not a slippery slope. This is not, I forget what you said, hands coated in baby oil trying to go up an ice mountain. If it feels that way, it's not because the process is that hard. It's because you've said it three times. I'm fighting the process all the way. And when you fight something, it's going to feel a lot harder than if you don't. So when you are thinking about your regain, how do you want to tell the story of this regain? Because right now, the story is it means I'll never get a handle on my weight.
The story I want to tell is that I figured it out. Like, I'm very good at figuring things out. Like, and
Okay.
that's part of the reason why I'm frustrated. So I want that to be the story, and I want it to be a story, how's a way to put it, that carries me through the rest of my life. So like, I have been fighting with my weight since I was a kid. I mean, like a kid. And I'm really just tired of doing that. I'm tired of so much of my mental energy being exhausted by thinking about my weight, figuring out my weight. Like, I'm over that. So I want it to be a story where I'm like, you know what? I have learned how to be in a body I love. I'm
Okay,
hesitating
so
because right
how can
now I
you?
don't
All
want to
right.
make it like I don't love my body. That's not true. But like a body that I'm really happy to be in every single day.
Okay, so in order to be that person, that means that we've got to figure out how, starting today, am I going to allow myself some happiness in this body?
Okay.
Because the only way to be happy at the end is to train yourself to be able to find happiness all the time. Like, happiness doesn't live at the end. Happiness starts with boot camp now. So,
Okay.
how can you find happiness in this body right now?
Yesterday, when I was lifting with my trainer for the first time in like a very long time, I was, well, first I looked in the mirror and I thought, "Jeez, oh God, you've gained a lot of weight." But then I said to myself, "Nope, stop doing that. Like this is amazing. Like my starting deadlift was 145, right?" And so
Yeah, that's a good number.
I was really proud, even looking in the, uh-oh, what happened? Even, oh, here I am,
That
hi. Even looking in the mirror that I, even having not lifted in like 3 years, I could go back to lifting at 145 and a shoulder injury, right? So I
Yeah.
was really proud when I was doing like the lat pull down. I'm really. No, that
Somehow
is
you got
really a struggle. That is so hard. But I'm really
your phone is
proud.
going crazy.
Generally speaking, I like what my body is very
Hey, wait a minute. You see me? Your phone, your sound is going weird. Try saying something now. It's like when your camera came on, your sound went to crap.
Oh, technology. It's because it
You
turned on my
sound much, all right,
headphones.
that sounds a lot better. There you go.
Sorry.
So right now, we could say sometimes my brain, like I would say, like, I notice when you're thinking like the negative things about your regain. And I would start saying, but I'm also, it's really important to me to find happiness in this body now, because I've got, if I want to be happy at the end, I need to start finding what's going right now. Because that's the best way to like to deal with a regain is to figure out where are all the places that you can just notice when you're not happy, but then find something that's positive. Because the hardest part about a regain is getting yourself out of the ditch.
Yes,
Like, if
I
your
would agree.
car runs off, if your car's driving down the road, it's easy to drive. If it goes off into a ditch, it's hard to get back on the road. You can. But you need help. So one thing for you that is important is I'm happy that I'm back to lifting. I'm happy that I'm starting off pretty fucking heavy. Like, I'm happy about these things. And also, sometimes I notice I think these things. So that's putting separation. So one is we don't want to say, like, I notice I'm happy. We're like, I'm owning that there are times I am finding things and I need to really own that. Then the other times, like when you did such a good job, you did basically what I'm asking you to yesterday. It's like you looked in the mirror and you're like, oh, I'm bigger, like I forget exact words, but like bigger than I thought, or something like that. Or I've gained so much weight. And you caught yourself and you're like, no, this. That is how you overcome regains. Is by just saying, like, I notice I'm thinking that I've gained a lot of weight. I'm actually right now also happy about this, glad about this, working on this. The other thing I pulled out that I think is so good for you is instead of I'll never get a handle on this when it comes to your regain, you need to keep reminding yourself because you believe it. I'm very good at figuring things out.
Yes,
Now.
I
Right.
am.
But then you're allowing yourself to get frustrated as if you haven't figured this out yet. Instead of saying, I need to know specifically what is it that I need to figure out? I don't think you've asked yourself that question yet. Like, I don't think you've really made a list of, here's probably the things I'm going to have to figure out this time that's different than the last time. So if it's, like, was it emotional eating that got you this time? Do you know?
It was a combination of two things. So I think I journal every day. I have since I started following you in the right before the pandemic. So number one, for my, I'm not blaming my job. I'm just going to try to be as neutral as possible. I have a job where I travel a lot, and it is so very hard for me to maintain eating. Like when I'm at home, I cook. I have so much more control, and I know I have control over what I put into my mouth, but it's so much harder when I'm traveling, like once, twice a month. And so I developed a protocol, and I use the protocol probably about 70, 85% of the time. But that was a really hard piece to figure out. But I'm
Do you
figuring it
have to
out.
keep, okay, do you have to keep traveling this year?
Yes, I travel about twice a month,
Okay,
once or
so let
twice
me
a
say
month.
this. We were just talking about in our last call. I don't know if you were listening to it. So you're saying it's really hard to travel and lose weight. This year, what has to be different is you have to love traveling and losing weight together. Like you have to flip it. You do not get to, like all of you. Like just think about how awful if it's you got to travel twice a week. And if you're saying like, all right, 50% of 2026, I'm going to have to feel like things are hard and I'm climbing a mountain with baby oil on my hands. That's really like, that is going to be tough unless you say, like, you know what? I'm really good at figuring things out. I've already started with a protocol. That right there is helping. This year, though, I have got to love being on the road as a weight loss person. Like,
Okay, I
I've
can do
got to.
that.
Well, see how much better that feels to be like, I gotta fall in love with traveling and not eating my face off. I gotta fall in love with traveling and not complaining about it. Like I have to be the person who says, I am like when I get on a call with Corinne in 2027, I'm gonna tell her, if you ever need a course written on how to travel for your job, you need to call me. I crack the code. Like you need to be dogged determined because if that's one of the biggest obstacles in front of you, you can't take an obstacle in front of you and say, like, and it's so hard. Otherwise, you immediately go into victim. You immediately, like, every single time you travel, you're bracing for it. You're probably only thinking about, like, well, I just hope I stick to my protocol. I hope I don't blow it. That energy. It just sucks the life out of you. And then by the time you get to where you're supposed to go, like most of us do good pretty much during the day, and then we're ordering room service at night because we're tired. Because all day long, not only do we have the stress of the travel and the stress of just the job, but we've also been sitting there scaring the bejesus out of ourselves that we're going to blow it at night. And we wonder why we have no energy left in the evening to do anything other than order takeout.
Okay,
So it's
I
like,
can do that.
how are you going to, so let's think about this. Outside of protocols, how are you going to be like my course writer next year for how you lose weight while traveling 50% of the year?
Well, one place that I constantly am figuring out is that in my work travel, there is so much entertaining. I mean, there is so much every night, and it's amazing to me how much people can drink. And it's like people are forcing alcohol and a bunch of fried stuff from Capital Grille. So yes, I can control what I have in my mouth, but I don't control what is ordered. That's always set before I get there. And it's such a high part of my job is you need to have a cocktail in your hand. Now, I've gotten very good at saying, no, I'm not drinking today. No. But the other thing is the days often begin at like 6, 7 a.m. and go sometimes until like midnight. So I just am less able, I'm just, I feel less prepared to make great decisions after like 12 hours. And then I'm sitting
You
in
will. That is like legit. Your brain will not be able to make great decisions. That's why, for you, when you travel, you have to know that. You have to say, like, all right, I know I'm going to be really tired. So, how do I prepare for that version? Like,
Yes.
I know that there will be cocktails at every single one of these events. Now, like, let me ask you, if you were an alcoholic and you had quit drinking, what would you do with this to keep your job? Just start boozing it up because you'd lose your job? Like, imagine if you literally were, or let's say it was your religion. Let's say you were Mormon. Mormons don't drink. They don't even drink a caffeinated beverage. I have a lot of Mormon friends. I'm not Mormon myself. I just happen to know a lot, but a lot of my Mormon friends have jobs where they travel a lot and things. Now, how do they handle these events?
I would get a club soda and lime in a cocktail glass. And I do that a fair amount of the, not all the time, to be, I mean, I've gained the weight, so I can't lie. But, I started working through like, what can I do when I'm traveling? And even with that, it's still just the length. It's really what gets me is the length of the days. Like, if you offer me a cocktail right now, I can say no. If you offer me a cookie right now, I can say no. But by 8 o'clock at night, I am so truly exhausted that I don't want to say I give up, but I don't have it left to give anymore. But I think I can, if I think if I put energy toward thinking through, this is going to be a long day. What can you do? Like I've gotten really good at buying my own snacks when I get to a hotel. I always bring my own snacks to meetings, so at least I have a better option. So I go to Trader Joe's, I get banana and water and yogurt and whatever. So I do the things I do well, I think I do pretty well. I think what's happening is that at the end of the day, I feel worn out. But then once I fall off once, then I think I get into a pattern of being like, it just doesn't matter. So the next day, even though I may start off pretty okay, by like midday next day, I'm like, F it. It didn't matter. It's going to be the same thing today. So I could work on not letting the last day's experience dictate the next day's
100%.
experience.
Yes, you're going to have to this next year become the person who like you have to break that version of you. You have to say like I've got to fall in love with the imperfect version of me. I got to know how to support her. I got to know how to help her. I've got to know how to make sure that the imperfect version of me like I have her back. Right now you don't. She's like pfft. Well, you're like, well, you messed up. We might as well just keep eating. I mean, we're never going to get a handle on this anyway. Like,
And
we've got
she's
to break
very
all of
loud.
it.
I
I
wish she
know.
would
And
be quiet. I wish she would be
well,
quiet.
you don't want her to be quiet. What you want to do is you want to get good at listening to her. Right now, you're not listening to her. Like when she's made a mistake, you need to say, I get it. You were really tired last night. And today we need to do what we need to do to be healthy. Because if I just keep eating today, I'm going to be even more tired tonight. I will have ignored her needs again. I don't want to ignore her needs. And the other thing is we need to plan your evenings. Like, I'm so glad you're a journaler. You need to really make every decision possible. When you travel, you need to think about every little decision, every little convenience you can do so that travel isn't wearing you out any more than it has to, because you already have long days. So, like, for example, this is going to sound bougie as shit when I say this, okay? But Chris and I are very protective of our time because we work a lot too. And then in the summers, we travel a lot. I pay someone to come to my house and pack my bags, and then they ship them wherever we're going so that
I
we do not
love
have to haul ass at the, I don't want to have to get to the airport early. I don't want to have to go through baggage claim. I don't want to do any of that stuff because for me, any moment that I can save myself from exhaustion and wearing out and all this other stuff is always valuable. And I know not everybody has that luxury to be able to do that, but like we don't do shit at home, so we can afford to do shit like that. And so when, like, even for us, I don't know if you do this, but I have duplicates of everything. So I have one bag that stays packed at all times that has every ounce of makeup, shampoo, toiletry, hair dryer, straightener, anything that I take with me on the road, it stays in a packed bag at all times so that when my person comes to just put, like, I just tell her, we're going to be here this many days. Here's the things I'm going to want to wear. Everything's there. I don't want to do anything. So for you, I want you to, like, you might not be able to go to that level of detail, but if this is going to be one of the biggest obstacles you're going to have next year between you and figuring this out, it's like, all right, I know I'm going to be really tired at night. So I can't afford little things to drain my energy. I'm going to need any ounce of energy I can have because when the day is done, I need to not be eating over it. But I'm never going to, like, the problem is that when we're tired, I explained this in the last call, but I'll explain one more time. There's your logical brain and there's your habit brain. Okay. They run all the time. But when you're tired and underfed or stressed or overwhelmed, the logical brain, it shuts down. When you are tired, stressed, underfed, whatever, the habit brain, it actually gets more energy. So the way the brain works is it turns this one down because the logical brain takes energy. So when you're lacking it, the brain naturally shuts that part down. And then when it's like when you're really tired, it turns this part up because in the habit brain, it's literally its whole purpose in life is to do things on repeat you've always done, to do the easiest thing possible, to avoid pain at all costs, and to comfort the shit out of you. Like it's like it's my job, like, and you know,
she's firing all four cylinders. Yes,
yes. And if we want the logical side to be able to say, like, hey, I think we want to lose weight, and I remember, like, we were going to be good tonight, then we have to do,
the chocolate chip
yeah, we have to
cookie.
do everything possible to make sure that, decisions are made so that the habit brain doesn't have that many things. So, like if you go to a hotel, I do this at hotels all the time because Chris and I are in Vegas. We're notorious for drinking and then wanting to like just eat shit at night. And so we stay at this one hotel. They know us. And before we get there, they clear out the mini fridge. They take all of it away. I'm like, don't have it in my room. They know what water we like to drink. It's always stock, our room is stocked with that water. Like, we just make requests. Now, if you're not staying at a hotel that honors requests, let's say you're at the Holiday Inn, or I don't know where you stay, but.
No, you just reminded me when I was at the peak of my weight loss, because I was traveling some for work then. I would go to the hotel. I stayed in the same hotel in one of the cities I go to. And the kitchen I already knew. For breakfast, I want two boiled eggs and a grapefruit. And they would have it packed up and ready for me when I walked out the door. And I'd forgotten about that practice. And it's so easy. They'd be so happy to oblige.
Yes.
So I was making the really, I was making thoughtful, intentional decisions earlier and then enlisting the people around to help me.
Then that's what,
That's what I
like,
was doing.
that's the big difference between this year and like you need to think about like what are the things I was doing that was successful? I need to refire those things up because you've already got some stuff figured out. You just forgot about them. And that's normal. And
Now,
then
can I
just think
ask you
about, yeah, go ahead.
one more question? These are all really tactical things, and I can do those, right? Like when I say to you, my friends are amazed. I've journaled every day for the past 5 years. I've missed maybe 10 days, right? So I've gotten really good at tapping into my feelings and like planning my day and planning my food. And I'm not saying it's perfect, but I have a system that
Yeah.
works where the tactical things I can do, but if I'm going to be honest, there's also like this underlying thread of where we started. You're never going to be able to figure it out. And that's probably underneath all the tactical things I can do. I'm having probably the hardest time at unraveling that voice, that regained voice, because my weight
Yeah,
loss
but
story
that
has
voice
been one
isn't
of
true.
regain.
Like, I want you to think about this. That voice is
Okay.
saying, I'm never going to figure it out. And yet, you just told me all kinds of things you could do to figure this out.
She,
It's
but I've always
inherently
gained
not
my
true.
weight back. But that has been true, that I've always gained it back. And so right now, that's why I ended up with the weight
That's
loss
not true
doctor.
either. I
Okay.
know you think it's true that you've always gained your weight back. It feels true because it is a story you have told yourself. So,
Okay.
we have to be really clear with our brain. Number one, we know the story's not helpful.
Agreed. Okay,
So,
I
here's
agreed.
how I know I've always gained my weight back is not a fact. It's because it doesn't feel good to you. Facts don't have feelings at all.
Okay.
Now,
Okay.
you know what's equally as true? Because we're not talking like you keep wanting to talk about your regain. You keep wanting to talk about what's happened, like as if that's helpful. Now, what it's doing for you, it's trying to give you some certainty. Your brain is just like, I want to lose weight, but I need to be certain I need to be certain of the outcome. And so your brain's like, okay. Well, the past is very certain. Here's all the certain ways you won't be able to do it. So, do you feel better? You're like, no,
No.
Corinne, I keep thinking this. It's like, this is how we know it's just not true. It feels true because we are seeking certainty and we're going to our past to find it. Instead of the best way to find certainty is to go to the future, to ask ourselves, all right, I want to lose weight. It is equally as true, like you have failed all your diets. It's equally as true that you have no fucking clue what's going to happen this time. Your brain
That's
keeps saying, like, no, we failed all of our diets. I know. Like, would you bet your life on it?
No.
Right.
No.
Would you bet your, I don't even know if you have kids, but most of us have someone in our life that we love. And if I said, do you want to bet their life on the fact that you will fail the next time? It's like, well,
No.
I mean, there's a chance it could work. I don't know if I did all the things. What if it worked? I'd put a bullet in my mama's head. Like, so this is how
No.
we want to, like, you want to just notice because you're a journaler, you're really good in this energy. You want to start saying, I notice I'm going to the past. Because I just want to be certain I can lose weight this time. I just want certainty around what's going to happen. And my brain is like, brains are always, they're very geared to go to the past because it's a lived experience. It makes clear sense. The brain has to be trained to go to the future. And in the future, is what you actually want. Like, you know, your weight loss goals live in the future, and you're going to the past to try to figure out how to get them.
You reminded me of something else. Thank you. When I was at the peak of my weight loss, I started doing this like every month and every 6 months. I would visualize my future self, and I would have her write a letter to me, and almost every time it worked. And I have not done that practice in years. So when I was really successful at losing weight, I was very intentionally thinking about who I would be in like a month or 3 months, and letting that person write a letter to me today. And that was very helpful.
Do that and then ask her, because here's what we know about our future self. She travels for work. She has nights where she's fucking tired. She has your life. A lot of times when we go to future, like when we think about future self, we like run off into future land, and she is just living life large, and like she never has problems. All of a sudden, it's like she's just floating on a cloud, and you know, nothing ever gets in her way. Future self has problems. Future self is tired at the end of the day. Like the version of you who's in the future who actually has lost her weight, she's figured out how to be really tired at the end of the day and not eat over it. You need to start asking her, like, all right,
What did she
tell me
do?
about your worst days. Tell me, like, we just, like, I just had a massive overeat, future self. What are you doing when you
Do
have a
that?
massive overeat?
Yes, I can do that. That would be very
Yeah.
helpful. I love
Because she
that.
ain't gonna say, like, I never overeat. She's gonna say, like, well, let me tell you, I don't fuck up the next day. That's what I do. That's what's very different between me and you. So just remember, when your brain, you wanna say, I notice I'm going to the past right now. But what's true is I don't know what's really gonna happen.
That's
What
true.
I can bet on is everything I will do to get there. I can bet on that. I can decide I am going to get there and just give it my all and see what happens.
I can do that.
Because
That
that,
lady
for
made me
most
so
of us,
mad. You're so
is a
much
lot more
better.
accessible.
I'm going to re-listen to this, but right now I have at least four things I can do this week. And I just want to say thank you, because even though like I've gotten back on my plan, what I'm trying to avoid is a feeling of like rule following, that where I'm not, that I feel, for me, weight loss is more than just like following a bunch of rules. It's reshaping how I think and how I interact in the world.
A
And
hundred
I had
percent.
gotten to a place where I was following the rules and then getting frustrated without reshaping how I think and navigate throughout the world. So I want to first of all say, number one, thank you very much for listening to me. I feel like I've gotten such a better experience from talking to you than I did like from the doctor I saw a couple of days ago. I feel like you listened to me, and not only that, I'm walking away not even feeling buoyed, but also with like some really tactical things I think I can work on immediately in the morning when I sit down and journal. So I just want to say thank you. I really mean that. I've been a fan for years, I've been a member for years, and I'm deeply, deeply grateful for your approach to weight loss and for you talking to me today. And I really just want to make sure you know.
Well, I appreciate that. And I honestly, I'm sorry that that doctor was such a douche. I mean, I'm glad you got coached, though. You did not, like, the one thing I want you to hang your hat on is that even though you were pissed and feeling defeated, something in you knew that that was off. You've got, I'm going to tell you right now, by the way you've talked today, you have amazing intuition. It's probably from all the journaling. You are very self-aware. I mean, it just took like a couple of questions, and then you suddenly started remembering who you are. Because who you are really is the person who can figure things out. When you rewatch this, I want you to listen to the conviction that was in your voice when you said, I know I am, I literally wrote down, I'm very good at figuring things out. If you can figure out things in other areas, it means we can figure it out here. It's just different than the things you normally are having to figure out. It's a little bit more emotional over here. It's not as black and white as like my brother loves Legos. We went to church this morning and we all carpool. And he said something to me about like, I think you would really like Legos. And I said, I would not like Legos.
would
And
not.
he was like, no, you should just try them. And I was like, I'm telling you right now, I have never liked putting things together. I like figuring things
Same.
out. Like I love a mental puzzle. Like, but I do not want
Same.
to, I don't even want like IKEA, I think should be firebombed.
Me
I'm
too.
like, who wants to put together furniture?
Your brother is my sister. She's building a
Yeah.
Lego city. She's like, you should try this. Absolutely not, girl. I have no desire to do
Yeah,
this.
my brother, we got him the bonsai tree for Christmas, and he has one. He has the green version, and now they're building the red version. I'm just like, y'all go.
Okay. Have fun, girl. Have fun. No, that. Thank you. I'm going to re-listen to this call. One of my goals for this week is to listen to you twice. So I will put this on one of my listens. And at the very least, I have some very tactical next steps and some ways to reframe my thinking. And I think this year, one of the goals I wrote down is to figure out how to reframe my thinking again. And I've fallen out the habit of doing that. So thank you.
If you listen to the, did you do the, you probably didn't do the workshop. Did you do the START workshop? If you go to This Month in No BS, go to module 2. That's where the workshop videos are. There
Okay.
are some filmed lessons also. They're short. You might want to listen to just the film lessons. One of them is very much about noticing things. I really talk about the reframing and how we're going to see things and stuff in a new way. You would probably really like it. I think it's less, I think it's the fifth lesson, if I'm not, I think it's the T at the end. So
Okay.
you might
I
enjoy
will look for
that.
that.
All
Okay, I
right.
will look for
Thank
that.
you.
Have a great week and Happy New Year. Thank you. And thank you, everybody
You
else who listened to me babble. Okay.
too.
Bye.
All right. Madison. I swear, these lights, it's like so blinding on this side. I always have to go to that monitor. Let me see. I'm lost 45 pounds in 2025. I'm so proud of myself. Then I went back to some old habits over Christmas and gained 7 back. Now I can't seem to gain any traction again. I start the day with good intentions and then blow it by mid-afternoon. What do I do? I think you do everything that we just talked about in this call. I think you think about like if you can, if you're you really, I think I started talking about this right before this call. You need to address with yourself, listen for the afternoons to right before you grab the snack. Don't listen for it tastes good or I just want it. You need to ask, all right, for the next few days, whether I eat the snack or not, I need to find out why am I doing this when I know I want to lose weight? What is it doing for me? Because in this moment, it's doing something for me. It is relieving me of something. So it may just be if you're sitting around thinking this 7 pounds is never going to come off, guess what? That snack is relieving you of feeling the shame of that. So then you have to think, like, do I want to keep thinking this 7 pounds will never come off? Or do I want to say, I notice I'm thinking this. And what's equally as true is that if I don't have this snack right now, I'm on path. I'm on the way. All right, Madison, what you got?
Hi, I'm
Hi.
ironically sitting here building a Lego, listening to this call. So,
Oh, that's amazing. My brother got Legos all over the house. He loves his Legos.
so do
Telling
we.
you.
It's like a 3D puzzle. So if you're not,
Yeah, I don't even like, we were talking about that. I was like, I never even liked puzzles. I mean,
yeah.
like, I don't like that shit. And so anyway, I like my own shit. So
I get it, but it's a good relaxer for me. So I have regained probably about 120 pounds since the summer of 22. I would say about 50 of that's medical and like medication related, but the rest is all me.
okay.
I've been starting to like track all my habits and stuff since like August this year, and like hunger and water and sleep, but I'm not really seeing any movement, even though like I'm consistently between like low 70s and high 80s on all my stats. So I don't know if it's easier to like talk through where I came in last month or like tactically like what I can do to lose weight because I'm still at 280 after like 3 months.
So, this is obviously emotional eating because you said 50 of it's medical, the rest of it's me. And if
Yeah.
it's me, that means it's just emotional. What are you eating over? If you had to guess.
I know a lot of it is work related, medical related, and then probably just social, like going out with friends, drinking
What
with
is the
the
biggest
husband.
problem in the room? Like, if you were to say, Corinne, if you could take the eating away that I do in this situation, I'm pretty sure I'd start making some traction.
I would say if you could take just the mindless drinking away, like at the end of the day after a long day, or
Drinking or
going
eating?
out drinking, eating kind of goes along with it, but mostly the drinking, like after a long day or out in a social setting with
Why do
family
you
or
need to
friends.
drink after a long day?
I think I'm just kind of like in the habit now of like that being like my wind down period, having a glass of wine and
Okay.
watching a
Let me
show.
say this. All right. I keep listening to y'all talk about this is a habit. It's a habit. It's just a habit. If it's a habit, then tonight you would dead stop because you know you want to lose weight. And it would not be hard. Not at all. Because you would just be like, oh, I'm just breaking this habit. I've decided to stop doing this because I don't like it. Now, if you say, that ain't gonna be me, it's gonna be struggle bus. Like when you dead stop a habit, if it's only because you've repeated it so many times, the literal worst it's gonna be is saying, like, I'm so used to doing this. That's why it's so hard. If it's anything else that has nothing to do with habit, you're not in a habit anymore. You're in the habit of taking care of a feeling with alcohol. And y'all really have to appreciate the nuance between that. Because when you keep diagnosing stuff incorrectly, you will do things like, you know, I'm going to switch to Trulies and I'm going to do this. You're going to do things that don't solve the reason why you're doing it to begin with. So if you had to guess with the booze, because you keep saying this long day. Why are you coming home so wore out? What is happening during the day? And let me ask, this is the, you see how I put my pen on? I looked, and I was like, I'm just pointing with this weird pen. I'm going to ask this in a new way. What is happening to you emotionally all day long that has you coming home so drained? Not the workload. So don't like, well, here's what most people want to tell me. I work long hours. I do these things. It's like, well, there's a lot of people in the world who work long hours and they don't have to eat over it. So long hours by themselves won't do it. Like I can work 10-hour days most days and I don't have to drink at night over it. And I work like at least 10 to 12 hours every day of my life. It's very rare that I take a day off. I mean, I might take off one day a year, and I've been doing that for 15 years. And my husband and I love it. So something happens for you at work that is emotionally draining you. Do you know what that is?
I struggle with my boss a lot, but I also just have trouble like turning my brain off and like coming when I come home from work, I will sit and think about everything, every conversation I had with my bosses, my clients. I'll come home and I'll have a to-do list running in my head, so I feel like that's what it really accomplishes.
Okay. So that's good to know because that's really the only thing right now we need to be focused on is I know I'm going to come home every night and I'm going to be the kind of person who, what would you describe that? Do
I'll like
you,
ruminate in everything that happened during the day, whether like I said
if I
something
ruminate.
wrong, they said something wrong to me, they did this or that, or my client said this or that.
So your rumination is terrible. Because you're not coming home and basically ruminating over the greatness of you.
No,
Like, I
definitely not.
really handled that customer very well today. You
I
know,
mean,
that
there's
rude
some of that,
laugh.
but I would say that the worst part of it takes more, is more.
Okay. So knowing that about you, because there's the very first thing we can do to kind of like cauterize the wound is thinking about you're going to come home at night for the next probably month with the same brain that's going to be, if you have a habit, this is what I want you to think of. You don't have the habit of drinking. You have a habit of ruminating worst case. I'm going to be that person every night. Now, who do I want to be for me? Because right now you've decided, here's what I want to do. I want to be a number. A number, not number. I want to be someone who numbs. Right now, I've just unconsciously decided instead of breaking the habit of rumination, instead of breaking the pattern of doing that, instead of becoming the person who knows how to notice when that's happening and talk to herself in the way she hopes one day will be the new way she always talks to herself. I've decided, oh, I got to shut that voice down. So now that you're going to come home like that every day for a month, and if you wanted to, by the end of the month, have a better relationship with yourself, what would you be doing at night now?
I know that before I moved, I was working out at nights, and that helped kind of like be the buffer between work and home. So that's gonna start, but it'll be less than what I was doing before. So that'll kind of help be a mental clear. But on nights where I'm not doing that,
Well, let me just interrupt you there. I think working out is great, but it does not change how you talk to yourself. Basically, it's alcohol in a healthier way. There's nothing wrong with working out, but a lot of you wanted, like, y'all always fall into the little trap of, I just identified, Corinne, that I have a shitty relationship with myself. So I think I'll exercise. Instead of working on a shitty relationship with myself. Now, I think it's great that you're going to exercise. I just want you to see that is something that you can do, but it doesn't fundamentally change rumination. It just means that before I start ruminating, I got a workout in, and then I'm going to come home, probably still going to ruminate. I just happen to have worked out. You may or may not drink, but I didn't really fix the core problem, which is I really wish that I didn't have to feel so crappy at night. I wish I didn't have to sit around at night and think I did things wrong all day, or I have to like double check everything to see where I went wrong, just in case I went wrong. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And I understand that. I like so your question is how do I build a life of not doing that when I come home?
No. How do you come home knowing that you are going to, like, let's start with the easiest one. I'm going to come home and I'm going to start thinking about things that I did today to see if I messed up. I'm looking for all the areas I messed up. Now, knowing that's going to happen, in those moments, how do you want to talk to yourself knowing that that's happening?
Don't want to talk to myself. I just want to be in the moment, like either with my husband or with watching a show or whatever. I don't really want to focus on work outside of work or.
We're not focusing on work. We're focusing on you beating yourself up. This has nothing to do with work. You just happen, like, your way of beating yourself up is to go through and second guess yourself all day long. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to be there. Like, I have a version of me. When I come home, she's like, okay, now that the work day's up, we didn't get to second guess ourselves near enough. And I need to make sure that we do that. Because why do you think? Well, let's just do this. Before we go off to that, let me ask you this then. Why do you think there's a version of you on the inside who is second guessing you all day? And it's from a positive place. Like, what is the positive intention? Because everything that we do like that always comes from a part of us that is very afraid of something and it thinks it's going to help. So, what do you think the second guesser is like? Girl, we need to do this. This is going to be so protective and so helpful.
I don't know. I just pride myself on being like a good leader and example at work. And then in like my home life, I just pride myself on having a good relationship with my husband and my friends. So I feel like kind of like not, I'm not a perfectionist by any means, but I want to show up in those elements like the best way possible. And I feel like I might have let other things go in order to do that.
Okay, so she is trying to make sure that you show up the way you want to show up. So she second guesses a lot of things, right?
Right.
And she also is second guessing, and something in her is afraid you may have given up the wrong things.
What do you mean, giving up the wrong things?
You said that you want to be a really good wife, you want to be a really good employer, like an employee, all these things. And in order to do that, you've had to give up some things, some other things. So I think what she's, you wouldn't have said that if there wasn't a fear that maybe you've given up the wrong things. That doesn't mean that you have. It means something inside you might is afraid you might have. So we just need to look at it and have you or haven't you? Think about the things you've given up for this piece.
I mean, obviously a lot of time goes to work, so like taking that out, I don't feel like I've given up anything but the working out, which wasn't necessarily my choice at the time.
Okay,
So
that's good to know.
I feel like that's a big puzzle in the community element that I'm missing right now. So I'm hoping that gets better as I'm starting to get work that back in.
Okay, so she has nothing to be afraid of.
No.
Have you told her that?
No.
Have you told yourself that?
No. I guess it's more so I not that I've already regained the weight, so there's really nothing to be fearful of that, but that was a lot of what was happening when I was regaining weight. The fear of everyone noticing, fear of everyone judging, fear of myself judging, all of that. So that's definitely rooted in there deeply.
Yeah, but let's
Well,
go
not
back to the second guesser. It's really easy to go start chasing down other threads. It's hard to stick with one. Let's solve one. You're coming home every night, second guessing yourself. And the payoff is if I second guess myself, then I can make sure I'm showing up the way I want to in life. That's what's happening right now. The problem is that the second guessing makes you need to drink at night because it makes you feel bad and it's wearing you out and it's exhausting. So, is there a way that we can be to feel like we're showing up the way we want without having to second guess?
Probably there is. What that is, I don't necessarily know. Like, I keep going back to work, and I know that's not the issue here. Everyone has a
I
job.
think work is the issue.
Okay.
Let me tell you, work is your issue because you're coming home and you're second guessing everything you're doing at work. So there is a part, there's one part of you that's like takes a lot of pride in doing a really good job. And then there's the conflict part of you who says, I'm not sure you are. I need to second guess everything you do every single day at night ad nauseum. To make sure you don't screw this up. That's kind of what's happening for you right now. And that's why you need to drink at night. Because who would want to sit after a long day of work, be like, all right, I know work is like, we're done with work, but my God, you said I can't turn it off.
I think a lot of that is from my bosses. Like, I'm scared of what I'll walk into the next day or like how my clients acted that night. Or I'm an event planner, so like when I leave, events could still be going on or XYZ. It's not necessarily a 9-to-5 job. So like I feel like if I'm not there controlling the situation or being present, then stuff could happen. Or I could be walking into something I forgot or something I messed up or
Let me
something
ask
the
you
client
this. In
did.
the last, how long have you been at this job? in this role?
At this property, 3 years, but in general, 10.
Okay, let's just take at this property for the last 3 years. How many days have you walked in the next day and you forgot things and didn't do things so much so that your bosses had a big problem with you?
It's probably about like a couple times a quarter, something will come up like, well, I'm off property that I should have been there for, or could have preempted, I guess is the word. So maybe a couple times every couple months.
So a couple times every couple months,
Yeah.
you have forgotten something so much so that your bosses were mad
Yeah.
and it risked your job.
Yeah, I mean, I have coworkers that have done worse, but yeah.
Well, this is what
Yeah.
we need to get like clear. When I
Yeah.
say these things, either agree, like Corinne, you're telling me the truth, or tell me this is exactly what happened.
Yes, I feel like if I'm not
I know
100%
what you
on my
feel
yeah.
like. Right, I know you feel that way, but I want to know from the boss's perspective what's happening.
I
Like,
think
how many times have you been written up? How many times have you been said you're on an improvement plan? How many times have they actually given you feedback that says this is job endangering behavior, what you're doing, is my question.
I've been talked to plenty of times. I've never been written up.
Okay, when they're talking to you, is this normal boss to employee feedback when you like things didn't go wrong? Or are you internalizing it as this is a big fuck up on my part? I should never have done this. No mistake should ever be made.
Definitely the latter.
Okay.
I've done that all my life. Like any, I can probably name all the big mistakes I've made since I was a child. So I like replay that stuff in my head all the time.
Well, and most people do.
Yeah.
The brain's job is to index the stuff that you fuck up
Yeah.
because that's the stuff that gets you in danger in life.
Right.
Like the brain's job is not to remember all the happy shit because that's not going to keep you out of danger.
Right.
So don't feel weird that you do that. That's everybody. But we want to know that you're in a pattern now of like overdoing it.
Yeah.
And that is wearing you out so much so that when you come home at night, you don't have any way other than to drink, to not think.
Right.
So the reason why I was asking you about the employers is I think it would be good for you to just start noticing the difference between what you think is really happening and what's actually happening. So there's your story, because the way you are telling it, like you are a stone's throw away from losing your job. Like you better like sit and perseverate and ruminate because you're so forgetful and you're so bad at your job that shit goes wrong all the time. That is like the energy you're carrying around with us.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to ask some questions because it sounded like, man, she must really be a fuck up.
I
She
also
must be
just want
getting ready to
to
lose that
give,
job.
I also just want to give the perception that I have it all together too, is a big piece of that. Like I want the other departments to think that my events are pinned and buttoned up, you know. I've thought it all through and I'm putting them in a good position. I don't want to be putting my coworkers in a bad position.
There is nothing wrong with that line of thinking. Tell
Okay.
me why you even brought that up like that's a problem.
Well, I think that is why I kind of like replay everything because I want to make sure I thought everything through from their perspective, what my boss is
That's
seeing, what their boss is
healthy.
seeing.
But you're not, like, I want you to see there's a big difference. You've got one line of thinking that's incredibly healthy. I want to set other departments up for success. I want everybody to think my shit's buttoned up. I want all of them to, like, that's called being a really good, thoughtful employee.
Yeah.
Now, the other side of the coin is in order to be that person, I think the best way to do that is to doubt myself, is to tell myself, I'm probably not doing as good a job as I think, so I should really just be doing all of this. And in order to make sure I do an outstanding job, I'm going to take every piece of normal feedback that I'm getting and I'm going to make it catastrophic so that I don't fuck
Yeah.
up. Instead of like, all right, good to know. I'm glad you told me that because I'm the kind of person that wants to set everybody up for success. I want everybody to know my events are pretty flawless. I'm going to fix that. I probably won't make that mistake again.
Yeah.
even if it wasn't a mistake, just whatever it is. I just want you to see that it's the different, the there's nothing wrong with you wanting things to go really well. I want everything I do in this business to be flawless. I want all of you to lose weight and stuff. I love that I have really high goals like that. I just don't sit at night and ruminate over every little thing I might have done wrong today to make sure that tomorrow I can show up the way I need to. I go to bed every night knowing I did a good job today. And you've got to, and I was like you back in the day. So if it helps, there's hope. I was not born like this. I created this version of me. And that's what we're talking about. It's like for you, and like you're not going to lose your weight until you know how to be with yourself. Because right now, the only thing standing between you and this 120 pounds is you don't know how to be with yourself in any way other than second guessing and harsh. Now, you may have glimpses of niceness. We all do. But you never led with it. You've led mostly with, and here's another problem about me, Corinne. And here's another thing that's wrong about me. And here's this other thing that I didn't even tell you that's wrong with me. Like, I need you to know all the things that are wrong with me.
I mean, I could go on for that, but I'm sure
Right.
we
And
all
we
could.
want to think about, I want to be the kind of person that could go on and on for days about everything that's right about me. And if I'm going to become that person, I have to get really good at noticing when I'm ruminating and getting really good at saying, I notice I'm second guessing myself today. I'm going to just see, because this is what's weird to me that I don't think you see. You could just decide not to second guess and walk in the next day and see what happens. Or you can drink yourself and eat yourself into oblivion and walk into the next day to see what happens. Because when you're drinking and eating, it's not like you're saying like, I found mistakes. Let me run back to work. You're saying, I'm thinking about it and now I'm going to drink over it. And I'm going to walk in tomorrow and figure it out. Or you could just come home and tell yourself, I am the kind of person that kills themselves at work. I want all of it to be flawless. I'm pretty sure it's hard for me to do anything that's like intentionally bad. You would never do that. If something doesn't go, it probably has an ex like I would almost bet you that knowing you, just from what little we've talked, anytime there's been something like I was off property, I bet you weren't off property, like, going to the strip club or something. You were probably off property doing something you should be doing.
Yeah, and a lot of it is clients go rogue too, so it's
Exactly.
trying to predict that in advance, which is a nearly impossible task.
Yeah, I'd probably quit trying to predict it. I'd probably just think, I know how to do my job, and I'm going to set this up. And then sometimes there's rogue clients, and then we have to figure out rogue clients. And you're probably so good at what you do that you've, like, if you're like, because trust me, I got plenty of you rogue clients. Get y'all at one of my events and y'all go rogue as hell because these women don't ever go anywhere. Like at camp, 90% of you never go anywhere by yourself, and y'all are buck fucking wild when you come. And I'm just like, who was swinging off the rafters last night? So we've broke many things at hotels.
I'm the one that comes to you in the morning saying, "Hey, your clients broke this."
Oh, I have one of those. Her name's Bailey, and she now works full time for us. She, yeah, you have,
Deals with that.
I'm intimate with event planning. It is no joke. You're doing the Lord's work. What I would be thinking about, though, is I'm going to remind myself at night that I'm going to learn a new way to shut this down. I'm going to spend my evening saying, I notice that I'm overthinking this. I notice that I'm second guessing. And my choice tonight is tonight the night I start learning how to do this without food? Or is this the night I shut it down with food and alcohol? Because either way, I'm going to be going to work tomorrow and I have to figure things out. I'm either showing up hungover or I'm not. I'm showing up with energy because I ate well tonight or I'm not. Now, you're going to be really tired when you come home. You're
It's more
going to
like a
need a full
mental tire, not a
day.
physical tire, for sure.
Yeah, which means that during the day, you need to be also listening for every moment you can where you could be draining your own energy even during the day. Where are you second guessing? Where are you reading too much into things? Where are you, what else do you think you could be doing during the day that's leaving you emotionally depleted when you walk in the door?
I definitely know, especially when I'm like have big projects, I don't like take any break. I'll just sit at my desk with my headphones on. Literally all this past week, like 8 hours a day, just inputting details, answering emails about this event, like so I can get really like one track minded and not get up for lunch, not get up to go on a walk, to fill up my water. I don't really like my boss and I have to pass her office to get water, so sometimes I avoid getting water to just avoid talking to her. So I catch myself doing that. I don't really keep snacks in my desk anymore. I've been like that for a while, so I knew that is something I used to turn to. So those are probably like the main couple that they offer us like a meal at work that I feel like on days when I've been doing a lot, I won't get the salad and protein. I'll go for like the hot meal that they're serving or whatever. So kind of being cognizant of that, which is something I've been tracking.
I would look at all of that because setting yourself up during the day to figure out, like, how do I take small breaks? I would probably take this hatred or dislike or whatever's going on with you and your boss. I'd probably go to ask coaches on that and work on your relationship with your boss because here's what I know. If you're not going to quit your job, you work with this person. And you can continue to work and think about how much you don't like her and spend a lot of time not hydrating yourself because of her. Like right now, you're choosing so much around her that I don't realize you're doing. When there are ways to have, like, my boss, like, let's say she's rude. Is she rude? What is she?
No, she's inept at the job in general. Like she doesn't have the experience to support a team of our size, in my
Okay.
opinion. And then there'll be days where her and my other boss will just not talk to any of us, not unless we're in trouble, basically, they don't talk to us or help us. So just kind
Okay.
of like a
So I would just make that like this is
indifferent.
my current circumstance. And I don't complain about it. I don't bitch about it. And I don't whine about it anymore. Because I can't risk going home so drained that I can't be there for myself. And bitching, moaning, and complaining does that. Like it almost feels good. And I mean, you might not be doing it with your other people, but you're doing it internally. Okay. Now, I have worked for class A dickheads. Try working for the fucking restaurant industry.
Oh, I've been in the restaurant industry for a while too, so
God, and they're
I
all
understand.
jackasses. I mean, all of them. Well, not all of them. I own a restaurant, they're not all jackasses. We've got nice managers at my restaurant, but big companies in particular, a lot of them are jackasses. And you have to decide, knowing that this is the person I work for, if I'm not leaving, then I got to know how am I now going to show up for me in this job? Because right now I'm showing up as defeated, mad, a victim, dehydrated. And we don't even sometimes know we're making those choices until we look at it.
And I think a lot of my go-to is to just to shut down, put my headphones on, and not talk to anyone all day. But that's also then I'm not taking the breaks that I need or doing
Exactly.
XYZ that I need. So it's kind of like
Right.
a I have noticed that there's something I was kind of I'm trying to get to a neutral place with her because I acknowledge that I'm not planning on going anywhere at this point. So that's kind of was my tactic, was just to kind of be in my bubble unless I need to address someone or work with someone.
Yeah, and that's not working.
Yeah, I agree.
And we're already at neutral. We already know this is who she is.
Yeah.
She doesn't know how to do this job. She doesn't know how to lead this team. We only get feedback when they're upset.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the facts of this job. That's not, here's the bad things. Here's the things that shouldn't be happening. Because if you think this shouldn't be happening, you feel bad. Because you're just like, that like me be saying,
yeah, you said that earlier.
We shouldn't be on a Zoom call right now.
Yeah.
Well, we are.
Yeah, you can't argue with it. You said that earlier. You can't argue with the reality.
No, because when you argue with reality, you lose every single time.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think you have some things to think about. Rewatch this call.
Okay.
But the biggest thing is, I think that your weight loss is really dependent upon you deciding. I know how I've been. I have been someone who second guesses and ruminates. I'm someone who has been doing this for most of my life. I understand all that. So knowing that, I want to consciously choose who I'm going to be going forward, because the person who loses 120 pounds takes care of herself. She takes breaks. She doesn't stress herself out this hard. She doesn't need to turn to food anymore. She's figured out the reasons why she's turned to food. So that means me today has to figure out all the reasons why I'm turning to food. That is the path. Because the last thing I would ever want to do is give you, like, you know, a meal plan to just eat these things, just do this.
Right.
I want you to stay up in your head. And I want you to stop it enough, but I want you to sit all night long up in your head and second guessing. And I want you to go to work every day and, you know, eat this food, but I want you to hate your boss, and I want you to be bitching, and I want you to be complaining, and I want you to feel like, you know, all these terrible things.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's why so many diets do fail us.
Yeah. I feel like when I lost my weight initially, there was just like something that clicked in me that was like, it's time for me. And I've just been kind of waiting for that click, and it hasn't happened yet, but I know it's somewhere in there.
Well, here's what's funny about clicks. Clicks are always a decision that got made.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't like, you know, you woke up and were like, oh my God, it's me time.
Yeah. It felt like that in the moment, but I'm sure it was more than that.
It's always because it's just a decision. At some point, we just decide we want different.
Right.
So don't wait for that moment. Because it may come at some point, but between now and then, you got to be miserable. When you could literally just say, like, I just decide today. I decided the last time at some point that I was going to, it was me time. I'm just deciding now. It's me time again. Decisions made. So how do I make me time happen?
Yeah.
I think you're going to do so good.
Yeah. I know I have all the structure in me and, like, know what to do. It's really just doing it. Taking it.
Yeah. Just basically your homework is be nicer to yourself.
Sounds a lot easier than it is, but I understand why. Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Y'all, it is 3:30. I have been going since 10 or since 12. I'm going to have to get off. So we will be back next month. If you need anything, remember there's Ask Coaches. There are abundance of calls that happen during the week. There is the Facebook group where you can post in there. There is so many ways to get help. Just make sure you're doing it, okay? And then, you know, if you need help finding a replay of, like, you know, this is my problem. I would really love to listen to how Corinne coached on it. We have a bajillion hours of Corinne's coaching. I can't imagine anybody in here has such a unicorn problem that I have not coached on it at some point. We will hunt and dig for you if you can't find one, okay? Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.